God is with you.
And also with you.
Let's pray. God, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Have you ever hated someone so much that they tried to give you something nice and you didn't even want it? Maybe you wouldn't even take it. Even something you genuinely liked and would have wanted if it had come from anybody but them. Let me give you an example if you're having a hard time thinking of your own situation. I had a friend in high school. Her name was Mackenzie. And Mackenzie had an admirer, let's say. And she was not terribly fond of this admirer, and she told him so. But he didn't take her distaste for an answer. Every now and again, even after she told him she would rather play in traffic than go on a date with him. Mackenzie wasn't always nice, but he always knew where she stood with her. Even after that, he would leave gifts in her locker every now and again. One time he got her carnations. One time he got her a really nice shirt in her size too, which we all hoped he had just like made a lucky guess on that one because we didn't want to think about the alternatives for how he figured that out. And all these gifts were things she would have really liked if they come from a friend or a boyfriend. But they hadn't. They'd come from the creepy guy that wouldn't leave her alone. So she threw all of them away. Do you get what I'm saying now? Sometimes the person giving you the gift ruins the gift itself. So bear that concept in mind as we dive into our gospel passage for today. It's one I'm virtually positive you all have heard before. It's a story that can be taken to mean a lot of things. Sometimes we hear it during stewardship season, as if Jesus is taking a break from his regularly scheduled programming of teachings about God's kingdom to extol the virtues of venture capitalism. That would be weird, don't you think? And almost every time it's talked about, we fast forward right to the end, right to the message of judgment, to the punishment for not doing enough or being enough or returning enough on the investment God has made in us. We skip right past all the joy and the abundance, right to the sad ending, a sad ending that only one of them gets. And I know somebody out there is thinking, big talk coming from you, Leah. And yes, I admit, I love it when Jesus talks economics. I do. And horror movies are not exactly known for their happy endings. It's like I'm specifically wired to misread this passage. I think a lot of us are, which is probably why it happens so often. So how about we don't do that this time? Okay, friends? And the key to not misreading it is a short, simple phrase tucked in there. It's easy to miss. Enter into the joy of your master. Well, that and having some context straightened out for us. It's important for us to understand first that the master in this parable, it isn't God as in the creator or first person of the Trinity, which it's Jesus. And that may sound like splitting hairs to separate the two, but it isn't if it helps you realize that this master, a.k.a. Jesus, is the last person that would punish the poor person for being the poor person and reward the rich person for being the rich person, as it would be so easy to take away from this passage. Jesus is poor himself. Matthew and all the other Gospels are very clear about that. So we know that this has to be about something more than what we do with our money. But how do we know that Jesus is the master of the story? Well, it's the journey that he takes. That's our clue. Jesus has been prepping them for a time when he'll go away for a while and he'll come back. And what does the master in the story do? He goes for away a while. He goes away for a while only to come back to them in the end and judge what they've done with their time. Just like Jesus has been promising he'll do. The second helpful tidbit of info that we might miss as 21st century Americans is just how much money a talent is worth, just how much money was in that bag of gold, as Ginny have joy.